Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, How to Harvest. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me to two openings in the Scriptures this evening. We've been on a series for some weeks now entitled, How to Harvest. How to Harvest. You know, I'm a practical sort of guy. I only want to hear about theory so long, and then I want somebody to tell me how to do it. Right? Amen. Because it doesn't make any difference how flowery and great it sounds or how pretty if you can hang it on the wall. If it doesn't produce anything, if it doesn't work, if you don't know how to do it, it's not going to be any good. And the Lord doesn't give us useless information, does He? His Word is powerful and amazing. None of His words are void of power, and none of them fail to produce what He sent them to produce. If you'd find in Proverbs the 10th chapter and Ecclesiastes 11, Proverbs 10, and then we'll go to Ecclesiastes 11. You just hold that, and they're put up on the screen for us, Genesis 8:22. Genesis 8:22, we've read this repeatedly. It says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest and cold and heat and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease. These principle of cycles is God's creation, and everything works on it. You see, the writer of Ecclesiastes talks about this, and you can see it in nature. Long before people understood any of it, he was talking about the cycles of the waters and the springs and the rivers flowing into the ocean, and then the evaporation, and then it all happening again, and the seasons. Everything is cyclical. God has made it that way. And one of the principles of cycles is sowing and reaping. You plant, and then you can reap, and then when you reap, you can plant again. Amen. Right? Amen. And because of the multiplication of the seed, it's possible to increase. You can plant, and when God blesses your crop, you can not only have plenty to eat and see you through the winter, but you can also plant more next spring than you planted that year. And that is the miracle of increase. It's a miracle. We've been around it all our life, so it, you know, you grow used to it just from familiarity, but it is miraculous that you can take this little bitty thing like that, and it's got a giant 200-foot oak tree in it.
Yep. Come
on. Amazing. And how that oak tree, how many acorns can it produce in that 200 years?
Yes.
It's just mind-boggling what God has done. And one of the greatest gifts He ever gave us was seed. Because when He gives you seed, He gave you a future. But something that we need to understand is that He expects us to do a few things. When He gives you seed, you don't just stand there and look at Him. I mean, you wouldn't have to know too much. For the Lord give you seed, what do you think should happen next? You should be thinking about planting some seed. Right? Look with me in Proverbs, the 10th chapter. Proverbs 10 and 4. It says, he becomes poor that deals with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. You know, you can be lazy and not do what you're supposed to do, and you can't make up for that by giving offerings and making confessions. We believe, so-called word people, word of faith people, charismatics, believe in sowing and reaping, the principle. including sowing money and sowing offerings and sowing things. Some folks don't. We do. But the idea has almost been left that all there is to experiencing the fullness of God's prosperity is that you give offerings and make confessions. And if you'll give enough offerings and make enough confessions, then you'll just experience the overflow of God's blessing. And that's not all there is to it. It's not all there is to it in the natural. And it's not all there is to it in the spiritual. The Lord teaches us about spiritual sowing and reaping by comparing it to natural sowing and reaping. We see it in the Old Testament. We see it in the New Testament. And for those of you that haven't been with us, we've already covered a lot of ground, a lot of scriptures. Let me encourage you to get the previous messages. You can go online, download them in their entirety. You can go out, if you're in the building, to the Word Supply and pick up CD or DVD. It won't cost you anything. And around here, like we say, no charge means no excuse for not knowing it, not getting it. So really, this is important. And there are some things we need to know and understand about our part of the sowing and reaping cycles and process. He said, verse 5, "He that gathers in summer is a wise son, but he that sleeps in harvest is a son that causes shame." The New Century Version, New Century in verse 4, says a lazy person will end up poor. You know, that verse is just as true as Mark 11, 23 and 24. Yep. It's just as true as Philippians 4, 19. Amen. Isn't it? Yes. You got to do what you're supposed to do. Yep. You know, I've had some people sass me before about some of this, and they say, "Well, you don't work." Well, you know, several things spring to mind to say, but I grew up on a farm. I grew up in the country. We had a dairy farm, and we did row crops. I've worked on the docks loading freight. I've handled an axe and power saw, and I've logged, and there's been many a time that I've, doing the ministry, I've thought, man, digging a ditch would be a lot easier than this. If you do ministry right, it's going to take some effort. Yes. Now, there are some folks that just goof off and play golf all week and find something out of Reader's Digest and share it for 18 minutes. But if that's all you do, there'll be no power in it, and there'll be no revelation, and anybody with any maturity about them will know it and discern it. No, we all got our job. And with me, if I did not do what I'm supposed to do, if I didn't go to the meetings I'm supposed to go to and be at the places I'm supposed to be and do what I'm supposed to do, I couldn't just give offerings and make confessions and expect Phyllis and I to prosper personally. You understand what I'm saying? I've got to do my job. Well, whatever your job is, you have to do your job. Or elsewise, you won't prosper. If you're lazy and negligent, you can't give enough offerings and make enough confessions to make up for not doing your job. So you can't just lay on the couch. I know it's bad news to some folks, but you can't just lay on the couch and be lazy and make confessions and say, "Well, I gave in the offering." No, you also have to do what He told you to do. We have a responsibility to sow and harvest. According to this verse, it's possible to sleep through a harvest. Isn't that what it said? Look at the verse again. Verse 5. The New Century, I was reading it, wasn't it? The New Century Version, verse 4, "A lazy person will end up poor, but a hard worker will become rich." Verse 5, "Those who gather crops on time are wise, but those who sleep through the harvest are a disgrace." So you don't want to sleep through your harvest. But we see from this, it's certainly possible. In Ecclesiastes, if you go there, the 11th chapter. Ecclesiastes 11. In Ecclesiastes 11 and verse 4. 11:4 says, "He that observes the wind shall not sow, and he that regards the clouds shall not reap." The basic English, the BBE, it says, "He who is watching the wind will not get the seed planted, and he who is looking at the clouds will not get in the grain." So you notice, according to these two verses, even though you have planted good seed in good ground, or in the case of money and things you've given, according to these two verses, you will not reap a harvest if, one, you don't take responsibility and put forth the effort to get the harvest in. And then, two, if you focus on and allow yourself to be distracted by the wrong things. If you allow excuses as to why I can't have it, why I can't get it in this economy or this year or with this going on, faith is unmoved by what it sees or hears. Come on, are you with me, saints? It is unmoved. It'll say, no, no, no. I've got good seed in good ground, and I did what the Lord told me to do on sowing on that, and I shall reap. Amen. And it doesn't matter what's happening or not happening with the government, with the economy, with the company, with this one or that one. God meets my needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. It can happen. Now, why am I saying that? Because all these things are clouds. It darkens up. And you had good hopes at the beginning of the year, but it just does not look like there's any way that could happen anytime soon. It's a cloud.
Yeah.
It's just a cloud.
Yeah.
Somebody say it's a cloud.
It's a cloud.
Just a stinking cloud. And I do not hide in the house because I see a couple of clouds go by.
Amen.
I am hooking up the combine.
Yes. Yes.
I don't care if it thunders.
That's
come on, are y'all with me?
Yeah.
Or if the wind blows, I'm a harvesting this year.
Yes.
In this season.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
See, so many folks are so easily dissuaded. So the Bible said we're made partakers if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. And we reap if what? If we don't faint, we don't lose heart and give up. You know, it's amazing how that folks, you know, they get stirred up, they hear from God, they get excited, they take three steps, and they meet somebody that says, no, you cannot do this. And they go, oh, sorry. And they go back and sit down. You're never going to receive like that. You cannot be moved by clouds.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, How to Harvest, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me